this is Professor Owl inviting you to an adventure in music. You can follow this adventure in your storybook, word for word. And every time Bertie Birdbrain says, now, like this...
Huh?
Now, Bertie, now!
Oh, yeah, now.
That's the signal for you to turn the page. Ready? Then come along to my little red birdhouse, where my class of birds is waiting. Are all my pupils here?
Yes, teacher.
Susie Sparrow, teacher's pet.
Here, teacher.
Bertie Birdbrain, our permanent dunce.
Here, teacher.
The Canary Sisters.
Here, here.
Penelope Pinfeather.
Here,
today's adventure in music will be about something we really can't do without.
About food?
No, Birdbrain. Today we're going to study about something everybody loves.
About money?
No. The subject for today is melody. M-E-L-O-D-Y. Melody.
The subject for today will be a melody.
Now.
That's the signal, so turn the page.
Gosh, teacher, tell us, what is a melody, huh?
I'll show you on this piano. Now you take just a few notes, like that, or play a few like this, or play just two, or three, and pupils, what have you got?
What have you got?
You got a melody.
That is correct. Now let us go to nature and lend an ear to the wonderful musical sounds we hear. You will note if you listen carefully how surrounded we are by melody.
Gosh, teacher, I don't hear nothing.
Of course you can't. You've got your dunce cap down over your ears. Here, let me pull it off.
Gosh, that's better. Now I can hear the robin singing. And listen to the cricket chirping so pretty. And just listen to the music the wind makes when it blows through the willow tree, guys.
Yes, the wind, the cricket chirping, the robin singing. All of these are melodies.
Now.
Now, children, let us repeat what we've learned about melody.
When the robin chirps in the warm spring weather,
and the cricket rubs his wings together, when the wind blows free through the willow tree,
Mother Nature's busy making melody.
Yes, the bird and the cricket and the willow tree.
Oh, you don't need a ticket for the concert in the thicket from the birdie and the cricket and the willow tree.
The willow tree?
The bird and the cricket and the weeping willow tree.
Ah, yes, melody is all around us. And did you know, students, that of all creatures on this earth, only two species can sing? That's right. Us, birds, and this animal on the chart I'm going to pull down.
Teacher, what's the name of this other animal on the chart what can sing?
Bertie Birdbrain, I'll tell you that after you signal the turn of the page.
Huh? Oh. Now.
The creature pictured on this chart is called Homo sapiens.
Homo sapiens?
Man to you, dunce.
There, you see? The chart man has answered you himself. The words Homo sapiens mean man with intelligence in scientific language.
Oh.
Now, I want you to notice this about our chart man. He even makes a sort of music when he talks. Go ahead, talk, Mr. Chartman.
Why, what do you mean, Professor?
Just this, Mr. Chartman. I'll play what you just said on my saxophone, if you will please repeat it.
Okay, I said, why, what do you mean, Professor? Well, what do you know about that?
This is very interesting.
Yes, and so much for that. So, it's up with the chart.
But now?
Life, my dear children, is like a ladder. And for every stopping place on this ladder, there is a song. So that all your life is lived to the accompaniment of a melody. At the very bottom of the ladder, when you're a tiny baby, you are rocked to sleep with this melody. And then comes school, and you start up the first step of life with this little song.
Oh, how happy I will be when I've learned my ABC.
Then you grow older and you go off to college. Then you fall in love.
Drink to me only with thine eyes, and I will pledge with mine.
Then you get married.
Here comes the bride.
And there goes the groom.
Now you are in the prime of life, the very top of the ladder, at home, surrounded by your wife and children.
Daddy, Daddy, Daddy!
Yes, as you go up the ladder of life, there is a song for every stopping place.
Now.
Now we begin to go down the ladder of life. And each time they play Happy Birthday, we like it less and less. Further down that ladder, we notice that first gray hair, and we sadly sing.
Darling, I am growing old. Silver threads among the gold.
Down further we go as the older we get. Listen to what they are playing now. At the end of our lives, and all that is left to do is think of what happened long, long ago.
For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne.
And so we leave this earth for the promised land and hear the heavenly choir sing.
Oh, then golden slippers, oh, then golden slippers, golden slippers, I squire to wear to walk.
Now,
Susie Sparrow, please tell the class about one of the greatest things in the world.
You mean the thing that has inspired folks to make up wonderful melodies?
Yeah.
Gladly, Professor.
Take a lemon drop moon in a marshmallow sky. Take a candy cane kid with a gleam in his eye. when in walks a dream from heaven above. Then a song fills his heart and he sings of love.
Love, 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 love.
Ah, yes, love. And now the Canary Sisters will tell us something else that has inspired the composing of melodies.
Motherhood gives one a thrill that no other could.
Beautiful, beautiful
motherhood.
Ah, yes, good old motherhood.
Now.
Penelope Pinfeather, won't you tell us another thing about which people just love to make up melodies?
Sailing, floating upon the ocean blue gave the inspiration for this song we sing to you.
A life on the ocean wave, a home on the rolling deep.
Very good. Are there any more?
Oh, the old iron horse went a-chugging along, chugging along, chugging along.
Oh, they hammered the rails with a pocket full of nails, singing the railroad song.
Oh, I've been working on the railroad all the livelong day.
Yes, railroading gave us many fine songs.
Now. Professor.
Yes, Bertie Birdbrain?
Don't forget cowboys. People make the songs about cowboys.
Very smart, Bertie. You can take your dunce cap off.
Get along.
Get along.
Get along.
With the ki-yi-yippee and the yippee-yi-yay.
And don't forget about engines either.
They'll face him die.
Ouch!
Gosh, the engine shot the cowboy.
Oh, bury me not on the lone prairie, where the coyote howls and the wind blows free.
Yes, children, we sing about the moon and steamboats and planes. In fact, we sing about almost everything.
Now.
Now, scholars, we are getting near to the end of our little lesson on melody. So I want to point out the fact that the composers of our great classical music, like Beethoven, Mendelssohn, and Brahms, took very simple melodies and wove them into great symphonic masterpieces, even such simple melodies as this.
Oh, the bird and the cricket and the willow tree. Yes, the bird and the cricket and the willow tree.
Oh, you don't mean a ticket
for the concert in the thinky from the birdie and the cricket and the willow tree. The bird and the cricket and the weeping willow tree.
Think for a moment what a great composer might have done to our simple little melody.
Now.
Imagine, children, a great big symphony orchestra with rows and rows of shiny instruments like violins, flutes, and clarinets, trombones and horns. Before them stands the conductor. He taps his baton on the music stand before him. There's a hush. All the musicians keep their eyes on the conductor. Then he gives the signal.
Thank you.
That's all for today, pupils. Class dismissed.
Hi, Margie. Hi. 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 Hi.